In Israel, thousands of rabbis are on strike. They say they haven't been paid for months, and they claim the delays are part of a government strategy to undercut their religious authority in daily life. The striking rabbis are refusing to issue marriage licenses and kosher certifications. From Jerusalem, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
For the third straight day, Jerusalem's main rabbinical court, which hears mostly financial and property disputes, has been shut. The court's director, Rabbi Zelek Kolidetsky, is among the 500 rabbis in the city whose salaries, he says, have not been paid for the last 6 months. Unlike clergy in the United States, most rabbis in Israel are not compensated by their congregations, but rather by the state. Rabbi Kolidetsky says if the strike continues, there could be a meat shortage running up to one of the biggest holidays in the Jewish calendar.
Yes, because the people who slaughter are on strike, and the people who give the kosher certificates are also on strike. And it's a very sensitive time because it's right before Passover.
Kolidetsky says the rabbis might as well be on a hunger strike for the low wages they are paid. The rabbi moved out to the street to explain to couples coming for a marriage license that they are out of luck. A young woman arrives for her mikveh, or pre-wedding purification bath, to be told the ritual bathing room is closed. She cannot be married without it. And the rabbi, sensing her distress, assures her he will help, even if it means breaking the strike. Israel Siegel has a case before the now closed court and says he supports the rabbi's action.
I wouldn't work if I wouldn't get paid either. Would you work if you wouldn't get paid?
19-year-old Shelva Cutler, who'd come with her fiancé to finalize details of her marriage, wasn't as convinced.
People like don't realize what the economy is like, and they think by striking they'll be able to do something about it, and they can't.
The rabbis blame the national government for their financial predicament and take particular aim at the Shinui Party, a centrist coalition partner. It advocates curbing the official role of religion in the state. Rabbi Kolidetsky says that Ariel Sharon's government is more interested in keeping the coalition intact than in responding to the needs of the rabbis.
They have sacrificed us to keep Shinui.
The Prime Minister's office said today the country's religious councils, which are funded both nationally and locally, are responsible for paying the rabbis. The councils are heavily in debt, and the Prime Minister's office said it was making sincere efforts to help them. According to Shinui parliamentarian Reshef Chen, that should not include more money. Chen says for years the council mismanaged funds, kept a bloated workforce, and engaged in what he called corrupt practices. Chen says the rabbis are now shouldering the mistakes of the councils.
Any worker hasn't been paid has a point. But this point is not unrelated to the bigger question of the way that the business that he worked for has been managed. That's the more serious problem here. Money and politics and religion got too closely connected.
It is not clear whether the offer by the Prime Minister's office to extend honest efforts to solve the problem will be enough to stop the rabbis from continuing their strike. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.